New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan and State Transportation Commissioner Chris Clements spent Tuesday morning surveying the damage. The tanker, Harbor Feature, is now docked at the state pier, where the governor updated her survey of the bridge damage assessment.
There are divers looking at what has happened below water to the piers, and obviously engineers looking right now at the supports on the bridge.
Commissioner Clement says that the bridge sustained what he calls pretty severe structural damage to vertical support and concrete piers. An inspection team will examine damaged bridge cross members while divers check the granite support post below water.
I have a dive team that's going to go down and look at the pier structures down below the waterline to make sure that there isn't any damage to the New Hampshire granite piles, if you will, down below.
Clemens says there were no liquids spilled into the Piscataqua River after the tanker struck the bridge. The river is now open to boat traffic, but closed indefinitely to vehicles. The Coast Guard is expected to examine the ship and question the captain about the incident. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood in Portsmouth.